Good afternoon. As I know, the members of the Security Council considered held an urgent meeting in response to a letter of. Held an urgent meeting in response to a letter dated today, 28th of February 2014, by the permanent representative of Ukraine to the President of the Security Council. The briefing and close consultations were held. The briefing was held by Assistant Secretary General Oscar Fernandez Taranko, who briefed the Council members on the situation in Ukraine. The Council members reviewed with concern the recent developments in his country. During the discussions, support was expressed for Ukraine's unity, territorial integrity, and sovereignty. The Council agreed on the importance of restraint by all political actors in Ukraine and called for inclusive political dialogue, acknowledging the diversity of Ukrainian society. So much for draft elements to the press on behalf of the presidency of the Council. In my national capacity, I can say that we feel deep concern about the situation and the outbreak of violence in Crimea and Ukraine. We express our strong support for Ukraine's sovereignty, independence, and territorial integrity. We call on Ukraine's all partners, foreign partners, to abide by international law and respect sovereignty, territorial integrity, and independence of the country. During the discussions, we reminded of the obligations to observe bilateral and multilateral agreements by all parties, including 1994 Budapest Memorandum on Ukraine and Ukraine and Russian Agreement of 1997. We reiterated the obligation of all member states to refrain in their international relations from threat or the use of force against the territorial integrity, political independence of any state in any manner inconsistent with the purposes of the United Nations. Sorry, I have a cold.
During the discussion at the Security Council, was there anybody that didn't recognize the actual government of Ukraine? I mean, he said there was kind of a discussion
sure.
Who is in charge in this moment. I mean, we know who is in charge.
I'm sure individual member states who have various opinions will express these opinions. I would not be speaking on behalf of individual member states because their representatives are here.
For a mediation mission, would this require any kind of Security Council action, resolution, or otherwise?
We have just heard a proposal, and this proposal, I would assume, will require further deliberations, but the proposal has been put on the table.
The Ukrainian ambassador talked about whether the Russian military airplanes that have crossed the borders, did they carry troops? And a follow-up, what options is the Security Council considering to ease the unrest in the region?
The Ukrainian ambassador gave specific details, but then again, I would assume that it's better him who should speak about the situation in his own country than myself. With regards to the situation in the country, we had a first urgent meeting, and if need be, I would assume that the next presidency of the Council will be holding other meetings to follow up on this. Thank you.